All right, here we go. And so if you still wonder about what Donald Trump actually said in 2017, where they say he said that there were fine people in the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacy movement, he said nothing of the sort. So we just went back to the archives. We dug it out for you. And I want you to hear this again. It's from 2017. Here's what President Trump said about neo-Nazis and white nationalists and all of those folks. It's pretty clear what he said. It's 5R. Bite 5R. Take it.
You know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers, and you see them come with the black outfits and with the helmets and with the baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group too.
I don't see where he's doing anything besides saying quite clearly neo-Nazis, white nationalists should be condemned totally. Which part are we missing there? Condemned totally, said the president. And yet, the press keeps going back to, he said there were fine people on both sides. Not true. It is the big white lie. You know, you heard about your life, about little white lies your whole life. This is the big white lie. Hashtag the big white lie. There it is. I want to go to Steve Bannon here. Steve Bannon was on this program a few weeks ago. And Steve Bannon said at that time, it might be possible that the Democrat Party will have to go back to Hillary Clinton. And I said, really? We had a pretty good conversation about it. And he said, the problem with the field of Democrats is the field of Democrats. Look at them. Joe Biden is confused on a regular basis, whether he's confusing, you know, poor kids having as much ability as white kids, or the fact that he spoke and commiserated with the Parkland shooting students, even though he hadn't been vice president in, oh, a couple of years when that happened. Seems pretty shocking, right? You know, that he doesn't really remember where he is. He seems fatigued when he was in Iowa, tired, hard to handle the questions. He got rough with a co-ed. Oh, we'll get to that in a moment. But first, I want you to hear what Steve Bannon had to say about this. He said that we'll take someone new in the race for the Democratic nomination to actually have a chance to beat Donald Trump of everyone in the race currently. Here's Steve Bannon, Bite 9A. Go.
Joe Biden is not going to be able to stand up to Donald Trump. He's weak on China. He's in business with China. You've seen this soft focus he's had the last couple of days. If the Democratic Party thinks that Joe Biden is going to be able to go mano a mano with Donald Trump in a general election campaign, they've got another thing coming. He will run the tables on Biden. Now, the second-tier candidates are the other candidates like Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren. I just haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it on that stage, and I certainly haven't seen it in Iowa, where I think they're taking a very unsophisticated approach to China. I just haven't seen it. I don't believe, and I say this, I'm not so sure that his opponent has even declared yet. I think you got to watch guys like Bloomberg, Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, a whole raft of potential that I think are going to look very closely and see if anybody, because the Democrats' number one focus is to defeat Donald Trump.
And what they have currently is not going to get it done. The latest polling shows that Joe Biden remains on top despite his gaffe machine. Now, here's something I want to share with you from Joe Biden at the Iowa State Fair. A lot of different things to choose from, but I want to share this with you. He is asked by a co-ed. There's a whole scrum of people there, and a co-ed walks up to him with a microphone and asks, how many genders are there? Huh? How many genders are there? Three. Oh, really? What are they? And he walked away. Then he turned around and he grabbed the young woman by the arm above the elbow. Don't mess with me, kid. Joe Biden got angry, grabbed this woman by the arm. It's all on video. I want you to hear it as best you can. It's bite number 11. I want you to hear it as best you can. Bite number 11, Joe Biden getting angry about how many genders there are and his inability to explain. Go.
My name is Katie. I am born and raised in Iowa, and I am currently a student in Iowa. Today, I showed up at the state fair to ask former Vice President Joe Biden a question about gender. When I asked the question, It took a few seconds for the question to register, and then he responded with three. I asked a follow-up question. I asked, okay, what are they? Joe Biden looked at me and said, don't mess with me, kid. I turn to walk away, and then it doesn't stop there. He grabs my arm and pulls me back to make eye contact with him again, and he yells something about marriage at me.
Thank you, man. By the way, first one, I'm out to marry.
So Joe Biden says there are three genders when pressed by a young woman, a co-ed student there in Iowa. He tells her there's three. She asks, what are they? Which point he gives her a dirty look, starts to walk away, and comes back and grabs her by the arm. Don't mess with me, kid. Seems like we've heard that before somewhere. Seems like we've heard that from Joe Biden. Kamala Harris seems to come to mind. It seems that Joe Biden wants to tell you there are three genders, although he can't tell you what they are or explain it in any way because it's, well, frankly, inexplicable. So there you go. And putting his hands onto a co-ed, you would think, can you imagine if Donald Trump had grabbed a liberal woman by the elbow at all or touched them at all with a finger? What would we be hearing about 24 hours a day? Jeffrey Epstein would be blown right off the front page for a story like that. At any rate, a lot more that we need to cover going forward here today. So don't go anywhere. We've got Elizabeth Warren. She's climbed now into second place and putting on a real race with Joe Biden. Will she make it to the top? And if she does she have what it takes to beat Donald Trump? I don't believe so. She's far too far left. But, hey, not my call. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. We'll be right back.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.